Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol. Then finally, I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar and some probably not. They all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael DeYoung, and today I would like to talk about a great and mighty wonder. This Christmas carol is a wonderful Christmas celebration. St. Germanus I wrote this hymn around 700 AD. So it's probably one of the oldest Christmas carols you've heard. He was born in Constantinople and became a bishop later in his life and the patriarch of Constantinople in 1715 AD and lived to be 100 years old. Though he only wrote a few hymns, A Great and Mighty Wonder is one of them. This hymn received an English translation by John Mason Neal many years later. Neal was born in 1818 and became a pastor in the Church of England in the 1940s. He worked for many years at a retirement home for poor men and then expanded his ministry to poor women and children as well. He loved to translate Latin and Greek hymns into English, and he said that all of his translations were the common property of Christendom, which included A Great and Mighty Wonder, which was originally written in Greek. The text has traditionally been paired with Es ist ein Rose, There is a Rose, which is a German tune that first appeared in the Kölner Gesangbuch, Cologne Songbook, in 1599 AD. So all around, it's a very old hymn. And now a verse of A Great and Mighty Wonder. You might recognize this tune as also being the tune to Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming.
O great and mighty wonder, our full and holy cure, the Virgin bears the infant with virgin honor pure. Repeat the hymn again, to God on high be glory, and peace on earth to men.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone.